Greater Lafayette has tremendous civic and business leaders who are rising up and working to help those who might be struggling during these uncertain times. In response to the current coronavirus crisis, every day at noon, we're taking a break from the music to highlight what these leaders are doing to keep our community bonds strong.
Good afternoon and welcome. Jim Stone along with Congressman Jim Baird. And we're going to talk a little bit about coronavirus today and what's going on and the government's response to it. Good afternoon, Congressman.
Good afternoon, Jim. How are you?
You know what? I'm doing well. Hanging in there. I think a lot of people are very, very scared. What advice would you give to people who are very, very scared because they don't know what's going on?
Well, I think there's a lot of sources of information, and I think anytime you have a pandemic like this, it's okay to be scared, but I think then you got to get rational about it. And when you look at our task force, our vice president is in charge of that, and the people that we have on that task force, I think, Jim, have a tremendous reputation and talent and background for doing this kind of thing. Dr. Birx has been involved in a global situation regarding AIDS coordinator. She's the U.S. Special Representation for Global Health Diplomacy. Then you've got Alex Azar, who's the HHS Secretary. Mm-hmm. He has a background in all of this. Then you've got
Dr. Fauci, who's been amazing.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
That guy's outstanding.
In fact, he's been in charge of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases since 1984. And so so the point of all of that, I'm not trying to go through their biographies. What I am trying mm-hmm. to do is answer your question about the confidence we should have in the kind of people we got making the decisions to control this coronavirus or the COVID-19. And so when I have the chance to interact with individuals like that at the federal level, and then they are communicating with our states and our governors, I think it's just tremendous that we've got great people giving us advice about how we should respond and react. And so that gives me great confidence in the recommendations that they make, talking about testing, talking about washing your hands. Those guidelines that they have put out are extremely good. And so I have confidence. What I'm trying to share with you is when I have people like that I can communicate with and communicating with us on a daily basis, I have great confidence in our ability to handle this pandemic.
Do you believe we are doing enough at this point in time?
I think everything's being done. When you look at how fast this is and how it changes daily, I think we've done exceptionally well. I think the president has done well to put a task force like this together, to restrict travel and to put a restriction on China and some of these other countries. And what we're really trying to do is what Dr. Fauci, and you mentioned him, Dr. Fauci, I thought, had a really good chart when he had that this organism, if left unchecked, can have a rapid peak, and that can exceed or excel our capability in our healthcare system. So we're trying to blunt that or make that less of a spike and smooth it out. And in doing that, what we really do is provide our first responders and our healthcare providers the opportunity to be able to handle this issue. And so it's not that we're going to change all of the issues, but I think we can certainly slow it down. And maybe by following these guidelines about washing our hands and not exposing ourselves to a lot of people and especially protecting our senior individuals, that we can really have an impact on this pandemic.
The health concern is one thing, and now we're moving into that world of financial fear where restaurants and bars are shut down. There's going to be a lot of businesses shut down financially. What are people going to do? I know there was talk about mailing out checks to people. Financially, where do we go as a country from this point on?
Well, I think all of those things are under discussion, but you know, we put out the first bill we had was $8.3 billion. That we approved to as a coronavirus emergency plan. And so the state of Indiana and our local health departments are going to get $10 million. And so then the next thing is to protect those small businesses and individuals that operate and have employees so that they are protected. And so we're going to make small business loans. We're discussing all those things that might be an asset to small businesses and help them weather this storm.
I know that some of your cohorts out there in Congress were exposed to the coronavirus, the COVID-19. Did you take any special precautions?
You bet. I've been to the point, I don't know whether you could take a fingerprint off of me or not there, Jim. But anyway,
really?
We've been making that effort. And you know, the other thing I learned in one of the other things they talk about is not touching your face and your mouth, because your mucous membranes are a source of entry. And I come across this idea that we probably touch our nose and our mouth or our hands or face something like 90 times per day. I probably do more than that. So it's very important for me to wash my hands and to try to avoid touching my face and my mouth. So.
And just for humor's sake, when you talked about touching your face, I was sitting here touching my face. Thank you.
Don't do that, yeah.
Well, I just got done washing my hands, so I should be okay. At least I hope so. Hey, as I said, I wanted to keep this short. I always like to give people information. From your point, what type of information do you want people to know right now?
I want them to know that they can trust their sources of information, that our state and federal people are putting out the information on a daily basis. You can go on the internet and find those directives and guidelines from the CDC, from Dr. Fauci. And so I want them to have confidence in doing that. And I want them to use, you know, the one thing I would want to say, Jim, is I'm always very proud of Hoosiers. We use a common sense, practical approach to almost everything we do. We've got a tremendous work ethic. And so I just want us to have confidence that has brought us through other trials and tribulations. And so let's utilize that same spirit and that same attitude and common sense to help take care of each other, to help us work through this. We've got tremendous people developing diagnostics. We're looking at vaccines further down the road. So we've got some really tremendous industries that are involved, that private companies that are also picking up their part. And I think that's tremendous. We've got this public-private partnership where we all come together, and we can resolve this. And so that's what I would want the people to know. Stay cool, stay calm, and stay at it.
Exactly. Thank you so much for taking the time. And, you know, like I said, it's a scary time for a lot of people, and a lot of people are wondering what their future is going to be and whatnot. I just don't think we can predict anything. We can just stay steady one day at a time and move through it, correct?
Exactly. And if I can be, or if our office can be helped, Jim, feel free to call. We'd appreciate it.
Greatly appreciate it. Congressman Jim Baird, right here on Q1067.